to the Evan Bray Show. Great to have you here Thursday morning. You know, spring hits us. It means a whole bunch of things. And I was just listening to the newsroom commiserate about some of the traffic problems that are going to happen in Saskatoon with that Broadway bridge closing. It's not a small project they're doing. Closes on May 12th, and this will be down for about 6 months. 20,000 vehicles a day use the Broadway Bridge. It's a big one. So that's a week away from this Monday. Give yourself time to figure out an alternate route to get you to where you need to do if that is part of your morning travel in the city of Saskatoon. Construction definitely underway throughout cities and province. And we were just talking about the highway, the worst roads out there. There's some bad ones. And I see a few people on the text line saying, I can't believe that mine didn't make the cut. Darren Ulmer joining me in studio. Darren, the roads in Saskatoon. Have you been on Warman Road recently?
It's a bit of a adventure, isn't it?
You're navigating a few potholes there. It did, by the way, make the list. I think it was tied for number 10. Darren Ulmer, regular guest on the show, financial planner with Sun Life, the president of White Owl Financial Solutions, in his best spring looks today. You look springy yourself, Darren.
Well, thanks. It's a beautiful spring day. Yes. You know, you get up and best time of the year, that fresh smell from the rain overnight.
I was going to say a little bit of a shower in Saskatoon overnight. So you wake up this morning and it's like, this is spring.
This is spring. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, we are glad to have you in. We like to check in with you regularly when it comes to financial matters. And I often say there are a few things in life that we can talk about on this show that it impacts everyone. Finances is one of them, cost of living, health, those types of things. And so we like to bring someone like Darren in, which is an opportunity, by the way. We always welcome your text at 1-877-332-8255. Last time Darren was in, there was a number of texts that came through, and I've still got some questions that we didn't get to that I will talk about this morning. But last time, Darren, we talked about the markets and what we saw in some fairly severe fluctuations in the markets. You could point to Trump and tariffs. You could point to a volatility in a few different ways. But have they calmed down? Have we seen that kind of slow down and level out?
Not necessarily leveled out, but there's a lot less. Well, I shouldn't say less uncertainty, but there's less volatility.
Right.
And it's the volatility that causes a problem. But it's also the volatility creates an opportunity because, you know, anybody that's in, for example, we talked over the break about people in a defined benefit or defined contribution pension plan. Anybody who's making regular contributions, whether through their work or individually, in the last couple of months, you bought some pretty big discounts.
Yeah.
You know, because you were buying things on sale those days.
The market was on sale.
The market was on sale. So what you were holding may have appeared to be less valuable, but it's come back. And you also bought more while things were on sale. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the secret is time and staying in the market and being able to buy on those down days. A very good comment that I read in one of the articles the other day was, if you missed those 3 days, the two best day or the one best day in the market and the two worst days in the last month, and just moved out, you could have lost as much as 5% in your portfolio.
Yeah.
If you time it wrong.
Right.
And, nobody times it right. So you need to be in the market and stay.
Consistency, longevity. I promise I won't do this every time you come in, Darren, but I'm going to get you to give the analogy again. I cannot believe how many people after the last time you were here said, oh my gosh, I love that analogy. So just to set this up, this was your way of saying, look, markets are going to go up and down, but if you stay in for the long term, you will continue to see gains. What was the analogy you gave?
The analogy was being at the Cornwall Center or being at the Midtown Plaza in Saskatoon, standing on the main floor at the bottom of the escalator and having a yo-yo in your hand. And as you stand at the bottom of that escalator and you look at that yo-yo, the yo-yo is going to go up, yo-yo is going to go down. That's the market. And as it's going to go up, it's going to go down. But the moment that you make the commitment and step on the escalator and stay on that escalator, by the time you get to the top, you're going to get to where you need to be. You can't control the market. Just get on the escalator, and over time, you're going to get to where you need to be.
Have you put a trademark on that? I do like it though, Darren. Darren Ulmer is my guest, financial planner with Sun Life, president of White Owl Financial Solutions. Do federal elections? We just came through a federal election. Do they have an impact on markets, on finance, on anything to do with investments?
Well, it gave something. It gave people something else to talk about through the middle of some of it. I think the thing you want to watch for again is the federal election may have an impact on Canadian stocks. So if you don't have a very well diversified portfolio, you could see an impact. But by and large, the American would have more of an impact than the Canadian typically ever does.
Right.
Absolutely.
On that topic, we have seen a big push. In fact, our provincial government came out with a mandate to basically focus procurement activity on Canadian companies, Canadian investments over the U.S. Is Shop Canadian something that exists in the financial markets?
Well, it's shop locally, not just Canadian, you know, and that's again, you want to have a diversified portfolio because everywhere around the world, all of our geopolitical partners are going, there's been a shift and we can't count on somebody that we used to be able to. Mm-hmm. So where do we need to look? So again, a well-diversified portfolio with international stocks, international opportunities in it. A lot of the fund companies are looking at what are the opportunities globally versus just, you know, a couple years ago, all you had to do was own 5 stocks in the U.S., hold on to them, and you went up 20% every year.
Right.
It's not happening anymore. You got to look globally. Mm-hmm. You got to look at where are those supply chains and where are some of those synergies existing and how can they improve over time?
I'm curious, Darren, you've been doing this for quite a while now, financial planning and working with people, estate planning and all of those types of things. How are you seeing the view of retirement change for young people now, just maybe getting into the workforce versus what my parents viewed and your parents viewed as retirement? Are we seeing some real swings in how that's viewed, what that date looks like, and expectations that come with that?
It's changed a lot over the last 20 years, but I really think it's changed for the better in that, you know, it used to be this golden handshake at, you know, 60 or 65. And now, you know, we have to remember that the concept of retirement was started by the Germans. Like you were to retire at 65. The average life expectancy was 62. Mm-hmm. You know, we have many clients who have worked 30, 40 years that have now been spending for 30 years, mm-hmm. you know, so the idea of what it's going to look like is to change significantly. And also, you know, a client said the other day too, we were putting a pin in her plan. We were talking about, you know, when's that day going to be? And she said, well, I don't really think of it as retirement. I think of it as my encore. Because I'm not going to be with my same employer after 65, but I want to do this till I'm 70. And then from 70 to 75, I'm going to do this. And she's actually got the next 20 years mapped out of different things that she's going to do in the not-for-profit sector, in some volunteering and stuff. And I think it all comes back to the Japanese theory of ikigai. And that's not a sushi. Ikigai translates to reason for living. You know, you need to have a reason to get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I've seen too many times that person that's worked 12-hour shifts, 65, retired, and at 67 they're gone. They lost the joie de vivre. They just didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So to have a reason to get up every morning, human bodies were built to move. We were built to have a purpose, and it's starting to change. And the younger people are specifically seeing it that retirement may not actually be a thing. To use the word retirement, that there's going to be a day when I'm not working, may not even be in our lexicon in 20 years from now. It's, what am I doing now? What's the next stage? What's the next phase?
Right. Darren Ulmer is my guest. Darren, I get a kick out of you because you're the only guy I know that would give us a German history lesson, a Japanese theory, and then work in a little French phrase in the same answer. That's impressive. Okay. Darren Ulmer, financial planner with Sun Life, president White Owl Financial Solutions is my guest. I'm going to take a break, but I've got a couple of questions that have rolled in. One about amount of money owing on a house. Is it better to pay that off or use that money to invest it in investments towards retirement? We'll get that thought on from Darren and a few other questions when we come back on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Good morning and welcome back. Evan Bray joined in studio by Darren Ulmer, financial planner with Sun Life and the president of White Owl Financial Solutions. Before we get back into financial planning discussion, you were at the Huskies Dogs breakfast this morning. How did that go?
Yeah, I was there with 1,399 of my best friends. We had breakfast. I think anytime you can put 1,400 people in a room for breakfast at 6:30 and have them all fed by 7:30 is a testament to the sports fans in the city, sports fans from across the province. Rough Riders were there. It's just an amazing, amazing event. Yeah. It was fabulous.
That's good. That's good. I know Jamie and Locker were there, so they'll be talking about it on the Green Zone this afternoon after 2 o'clock. You know, there's a lot of people that are chipping in on the text line here, Darren. We were talking about retirement and how it's subjective, right? It's different for everyone depending on your life and whatever. And there's lots of people that talk about, especially if you're young, you're raising children, those types of things. You probably see all of that with clients that come in. It's customizing it for their life.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, you can't restate enough the importance of having a written financial plan. People say, "Oh, I'm not retiring yet. I don't need to have a plan." No, one of my favorite plans is for a 24-year-old that used to went down to the States with a full baseball scholarship, is back here, finished his second degree, starting a career, and he said, "This is so great. I know for the rest of my life what I need to put away. I know what my priorities are. And the most important thing is you've got somebody that'll meet with me every year to review it so I can keep on track." He said, "Now I don't have to worry about it anymore."
There's been lots of talk lately about cost of living and challenges. I hear from people on the phone on a regular basis that say, you know, this pushes retirement. The situation we're in right now, I work hard, but my job isn't the highest paying job, and this pushes retirement out for me. How do you help clients when you're talking with them who feel that despair? Because I see it and read it on the text line, it seems, every day. It's challenging out there for people.
Well, I can tell you the number one thing is people underestimate the power of their CPP and old age security that they're going to be getting, and the value of when they take it. And having a written financial plan where you can see that my RRSP is going to pay me out this, my CPP will pay me out this, I've got this in my OAS, and I've got this for my extras. When you actually see it all in paper and see a cash flow of where it's all going to come from and how long it's going to last and what that looks like and how you you pressure test it for different events, you know, life things happening with an early death or maybe a change in your health or higher inflation or lower rates of return. Yeah. When you've got something you can model and look at, it's just the confidence when they go, "Oh, I never would have thought of it that way." It's just that peace of mind that comes from having something written down that you can review on a regular basis, put together by a professional, somebody you trust that you can work through. And I know right now one of the, you know, the main program we work with, our clients have access to it online at any given day. So whenever somebody calls in and we're having a conversation about the market and stuff, they say, "Let's go together. Let's go online. Let's take a look at your plan." We're still at 110% of our target. Does it matter what happened yesterday? Mm-hmm. You're still on target. Long term, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, being that calm, rational voice. So a couple of questions I want to get to, Darren. Darren Ulmer, White Owl Financial Solutions is my guest. David had sent a text in saying, "My dad used to preach RRSPs, buy RRSPs, which I did for many years. Now that tax-free savings accounts are out, there are other vehicles in which you can save your money and save some costs on taxes. Is there a preferred way to go?"
No. It depends.
I know. Why am I not surprised?
because it, I mean, the RRS, the RRSP is a retirement savings vehicle. The tax-free savings account is a retirement savings vehicle. And it depends on the tax bracket you're in, and it depends what you want to access when.
Right.
There's too many people that we see come into our office with $800,000, $400,000, $200,000 in their pension, in their RRSPs, and zero in a tax-free savings account. And they want to take the grandkids to, they want to take the grandkids to the West Edmonton Mall. They want to take them to Disney World. Anywhere, you know, if you want to take out $5,000 to go to Edmonton for the weekend with the kids, you got to take out 10 out of your RSP to come up with the five. You got to take 30 out of your RSP to get 20 to take them to Disney. Mm-hmm. You only need to take 5 or 20 out of your TFSA. So it should be a balance of both of them. But again, you should be able to model it, and it should make sense.
And how quickly you want to access, or when you want to access.
Well, and remember, your RRSP, when you're gone, it can go to your spouse. But if you don't have a spouse, the government's going to take 46% of it. If in your tax-free savings account, everything's going to go to your spouse or your designated successor holder, not take up their space and go to them tax-free.
Right.
It depends.
Okay. Darren, next question from one of our listeners in his mid-50s. I live in a house worth approximately $400,000, and I've got about $120,000 left on the mortgage. Am I better if I wanted to work hard and focus at paying it off in the next few years, or putting more money into retirement savings?
First of all, if the wife says pay off the mortgage, pay off the mortgage. Second of all, if... It's a very good question. I will refrain from using the D word. It's important to be able to model it and look at it right now with where interest rates are. I think the easy comparison is, if I can get a better rate of return in an investment than I'm paying for the rate of the interest rate on my mortgage, then I should probably invest the money, because that's what the bank is doing. They're investing my money in my investments, and they're making a return on my money. That's how mortgages work. So you, if I can get a better rate of return in an investment, mm-hmm. then do the investment. But again, there's a lot of comfort and security going into retirement with no debt.
Right.
It's, you know, with no debt, it's amazing how, you know, you can, the average person in Saskatchewan can probably live on $4,000 after tax cash if you have no debt every month, and travel, have a great life, and enjoy what the rest of you have to offer. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Darren, we've only got about a minute and a half left, but you've got an event coming up that I know is going to be exciting, and lots of people will be taking part in.
June 3rd here in Saskatoon, we are sponsoring a luncheon with Dr. Tom Deans, one of the preeminent Canadian speakers on business succession planning. This is designed for those individuals who own their own business, farm families, entrepreneurs. He's going to talk about what that succession looks like. And he does have a bit of a contrarian view as well. He's also going to talk about how important, in some industries, it's important, do not saddle your kids with your dreams. Build your business so that it can be sold. And how do we transition from that sale to help the next generation follow their dreams?
Okay.
So it's a great event, luncheon on June 3rd. And because we're getting full, we also have an evening event from 7 to 8:30.
Okay, and where can they find out more about that?
White Owl, whiteowl.ca or 306-242-HOOT.
Darren Ulmer, financial planner, Sun Life President, White Owl Financial Solutions. Darren, as always, appreciate you coming in.
Have a great weekend.